Hi, it's Patrick here, and I bet you've heard this old joke. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how did you like the play?
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Two things. Get ready to hear the Mrs. Lincoln joke a few more times this month. It's the 150th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's assassination. Also, the play he and Mrs. Lincoln were watching at the time he was shot, it's back. It's called Our American Cousin. And understandably, after the assassination, it became toxic. You could say it died, as well as the famous guy who was watching it. Now, with the anniversary upon us, there are several revivals of Our American Cousin, including the first presentation in over a century in Britain, which is significant because this is a British play. Well, sort of a British play. By the time Lincoln saw it, or part of it, Our American Cousin had become something else.
It was originally written to have the English laughing at Americanisms, but then it became very popular in America.
After it was rewritten so that Americans could laugh at the English. This is Lydia Parker, by the way. She's the director of the play's London revival.
It was written originally as a melodrama, but with all the additions that were made to it over the years, it's become a comedy.
A comedy that Americans took to their hearts. The play, it ran for 5 months on Broadway, which was almost unprecedented at the time. And the reason Americans loved it so much was because it poked fun at silly, patronizing Brits. The plot, such as it is, it deals with an English family living in the countryside who receive a visit from a long-lost American relative. Any resemblance to any TV dramas currently on PBS is entirely accidental. Now, this long-lost American relative, he's unsophisticated. He doesn't shower, and he uses words like skedaddle and sockdologizing. I don't know what that means either. And it's fair to say that the playwright, Tom Taylor, he was no Shakespeare.
It's a silly play. It's entirely predictable.
This man, Adam Smith, an Abraham Lincoln historian, no less, he saw the London revival that's on now. Silly, yes. Predictable, yes, but
it was really fun. It was really fun.
Fun because, well, you get a chance to witness what made people laugh 150 years ago. Specifically, what made Americans laugh, which was pompous Brits lording it over them. One in particular.
This ridiculous character, Lord Dundreary, with a lisp like that and these great big sideburns, and he's ridiculously stupid.
The American version could almost have been called Our British Cousin. The rewritten version had turned Brits into objects of mockery. And all the additional laughs, they became a helpful prop for John Wilkes Booth, the man who shot Lincoln. He was an actor who knew the play well, and he knew when the audience would be laughing the most, which is when he pulled the trigger.
And it's that wrench from hilarity to astonished agony that's has there ever been a leader assassinated while 1,500 of his fans were in fits of hysterical laughter?
And that, of course, is the biggest problem confronting today's producers of the play. This scene comes along, and if you were watching, well, could you at that point focus on the play? Here's that tricky moment in the London production that's playing now.
I am aware, Mr. Trenchard, that you are not used to the manners of good society, and that alone will excuse the impertinence of which you have been guilty.
Not used to the manners of good society, eh? Well, I guess I know enough to turn you inside out. You old gal. You sockdologizing old man trap.
At which point the female character screams, perhaps echoing the screams of Mrs. Lincoln 150 years ago. However you play it, it's awkward. If you're interested in seeing the Finborough Theatre London production of Our American Cousin, you're out of luck. It's sold out through its last performance April 14th, the night before the anniversary of its most famous performance. Sorry. We have a picture or two from that London production at pri.org/language. You can also get there via the World in Words Facebook page. You can contact me via Twitter. My handle is Patricox, PatriCox. Thanks to our BBC co-producers for audio in today's pod. I'll be back next week, and thanks for listening.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.